Mark Meegan here from the Weekly Roast. Look, we're all heading to Bord Bia Bloom at the end of the month, aren't we? It's the law. And if you're heading there between May 28th and June 1st, make sure you swing by the Mars 360 Wellness Village. Simprove is going to be there with tastings and some actually interesting panels on gut health. What sets them apart is the water-based liquid formula. It essentially bypasses the stomach's digestion, so the good stuff reaches the lower gut intact. There are four flavours, zero nasties, and it's a great one for the family to get on board with. Best part, there's a massive 25% off the 12-week program plus free shot glass bundle at the festival or at simprove.ie. It's a no-brainer, so get on it. Welcome back to the Rose Mortem. How's it going, guys? How the hell are you? How are your hearts? And of course, how are your weds?
Ah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Timely.
Wow. Brilliant.
Because it's wedding apt related.
Yes.
This, my friends, will be the last wedding-related episode of the Weekly Roast or the Roast Mortem for the foreseeable. There will never be any mention of matrimony here on out. This is it. This is the final swan song. But we're going to go down with a bit of a fight, okay? To bring you up to speed, if you are new to the podcast, you're very welcome. If you are one of the newer listeners over the last 6 to 9 months, you are really, really welcome. The show has grown exponentially in the last few months, and I cannot tell you how grateful we are. 2 weeks ago, we had 50,000 listens in 1 week.
Absolutely incredible.
Banana stuff. So thank you so much. Nevertheless, we are purposefully here today because, as lots of you will know, in the last few weeks, we unlocked a little bit of Northern Irish chaos, wherein there's a couple getting married in August and the bride has sent a text around to the guests of her wedding who have yet to be formally invited via wedding invitation, but she sent a WhatsApp message around to them saying if they're planning on giving her money for the wedding, can they just give it to her now because she wants to buy a car? This sort of divided the nation. Some people thought it was reasonable, some people thought it was unreasonable, and then we heard from the bride herself and that eliminated any doubt as to whether or not the request was shall I say good natured. It seemed to be, as far as I'm concerned, and to try and frame it in a balanced perspective, it seemed to be motivated by nothing other than greed. Mm. And then that received a huge response, which resulted in her groom sending me a series of messages, some of which we published, and then that he doubled down. And basically, they saw nothing wrong with what they were doing. And that, you know, unfolded in the way that it did. And as a result of it, it left a little bit of a bitter taste in myself and Michael's mouth because we thought, you know, it's all well and good poking fun at the sort of gratuitously greedy and materialistic way that weddings are, you know, being framed in 2026 and whatnot. And blah, blah, blah. We thought, why not do something nice for a random couple?
Totally.
And that's where the listeners of the Weekly Roast come in. We thought it would be hilarious obviously this bride wanted a car. We were like, why don't we just set up a little wedding fund and let some random bride buy a car? Wouldn't that be funny? Obviously, the person doesn't have to buy a car.
Of course not.
It would be comedically brilliant if they did, but they don't have to do it.
It would help the bit.
It would help the bit and it would be really full circle. Nevertheless, we decided to set up this wedding fund, which is the Weekly Roast Wedding Fund, wherein listeners of the show would throw in a fiver or 2 or 3 euro. Now, I actually didn't realise at the time, but on GoFundMe, you can't donate less than a fiver.
Can you not?
Which is shite, I think.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wasn't aware of that at all.
Fuck GoFundMe.
Oh.
I don't want that operating. No, I'm joking. But, yeah, so basically, people came out of the woodwork and started donating. And we now have, at time of recording, we have 3,651 euro.
That is honestly incredible.
But that's not it. We then had a lot of interest from vendors, and I put a call out on the podcast to wedding vendors to get in touch if they would be willing to provide some things. For instance, my cousin Laura Smith has a business called Meadows Floristry, and she does dry flowers.
Gorgeous.
She did the flowers for our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to provide flowers for the wedding.
Incredible.
I don't know to what degree, but she will provide certain flowers for the wedding.
Legend.
Anyway, fabulous. And then there was Sarah Kennedy, the sort of wedding expert,
guru.
Yes, extraordinaire, guru. One of the only contexts where I'm using the term guru in this age is actually applicable. Yeah. But she is just a showstopper of an individual. She came in the podcast to discuss a bride who faked her own death. You can hear that story. It was in last week's show. If you scroll down on your feed, you'll see it. But then Sarah put a call out to all of her vendors, and obviously she's the most plugged in wedding aficionado in the country, and they all came out of the woodwork. So now, on top of €3,651 at the time of recording, and I do think we'll get that over 4K.
I agree.
I've donated €100, you've donated €50, we're getting there. On top of that, we have this. So not only will there be the money, there will also be these things thrown in to the wedding. Now, this actually probably is worth more. I'd say definitely worth more
totally.
If you add it up.
Yeah.
So we've got free photography for your wedding. You don't have to pay for it. Kathy Lyons Photography. Fair play to you. We've got a full day of content creation for, that's all like Instagram, social media stuff, videos, pictures, blah, blah, blah. You know, content creation is now a supplementary thing that people tend to get for their weddings. And that's done by Evergreen by Kelly. Well done, Kelly. Thank you for donating. Then we've got Leah Q. Bell.
She is the aisle carpet.
Oh, yeah. So Leah Q. Bell is donating either an aisle carpet or...
the ring flowers.
Ring flowers. Yeah. What are ring flowers?
Not sure.
Yeah.
They sound nice.
I know what a ring... deflower... No. Bananas. No. Stop.
No. Nice
then there's thing. Athlone hampers.
Yes.
They're going to throw in a couple of hampers.
Personalised hampers.
I love Athlone hampers. And by the way, I've used them before. This isn't an ad. Used them before. If anybody from Athlone Hampers is listening, can I have one? Can we have one for the weekly? Do you know what? Can you throw us a couple for the weekly roast and we'll give them away to a couple of listeners? Because I love those Athlone Hampers.
Absolutely.
They are. Do you know what? They have no notions about them. That's what I love about them. They've the nicest stuff ever in them. I swear to God, this isn't an ad. Okay. Then you've got a free wedding cake. Custom Cakes Ireland are throwing in a wedding cake. Unbelievable. Mandy Walls Travel Agents is giving you a €250 voucher for your honeymoon.
Incredible.
So that does go a long way, especially with how expensive flights are these days. Thank you, Mandy Walsh. Then we've got Empire Bespoke. Cakes are thrown in a €250 voucher. So if you want to get a cake for your day two, or get one for the studio to send in to me as a thank you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Additional advertising for the vendor.
Fantastic.
Megan gets cake.
Yep.
So Laura Cushion then, singer. She's going to sing for you at your ceremony. Like all of these things cost so much money. Gesture by Love. They are going to do the oil paintings, isn't
yes.
it? So she's going to take a picture of your wedding photos and then do an oil painting of it. Then Circle and Dot. So you'd be amazing if whenever you wrote the vendors down, you'd have...
I was...
Oh, and then we've got Habby and Jabby and... Do you know what I mean?
Is the free candy carter on?
Yes, so then the Circle and Dot are doing the...
I've had a nightmare.
A howler. I'm joking. Then you've got Circle and Dot who are going to give you one of those free candy carts. Again, Circle and Dot, if you're listening, can we have one for the studio, please? Even like a mini one that says Weekly Roast. That would be unbelievable.
That would be incredible.
I'll pay for it in a free way.
Yeah.
Circle and Dot are providing you with the free candy cart, which is absolutely class. Then more wedding photography from Pat Whelan Photography. Like, as you know, guys, photographers these days can come with like teams of three. So, this is just unbelievable. Then we've got the wedding mini golf hire company are going to provide you with mini golf for either...
9-hole course.
Nine hole. What is this?
I don't know. It sounds... I want it for my wedding.
Who is it? The fucking Arnold Palmer of mini golf. Who designed this? The Sandy Hills.
Oh, very good.
Not bad. Yay. Up in Rosapenna and Donegal. Let's go. Hack job by Megan around. I didn't need a club. I forget the three on. I literally could have just carried around a hoe. Lost more balls that week. No, just golf comedy. Nevertheless, people say it's a posh podcast. Remember when I was in Augusta? No. So free mini golf.
Yes.
Augusta's actually supposed to be shite as an experience, by the way.
Very hilly.
Very hilly. Just loads of walking, like the Camino. NK similar things.
MK Ceremonies is the celebrant.
MK Ceremonies is the wedding celebrant. Free wedding celebrant thrown in as well. Amazing. Then you've got Courtney Cullen.
The fiddle for the drinks reception.
Sorry, Courtney Cullen is the renowned fiddlist.
Yes.
Fiddler?
Fiddler.
Yeah, she does children's birthday parties. The kitty. Is that
she also plays violin?
I think that's in The Office, is it? Is that Michael Scott where it's the guinea fiddlers? She exclusively does children's birthday parties.
Stop it.
The guinea fiddler. So Courtney Cullen, don't use this. She won't use this on her socials now. She's there going, Daniel, I'm going to get a great plug and a big podcast. Brilliant. Renowned as the guinea fiddlers. We're not. We'll go again just to make sure she gets a good plug. Courtney Cullen is the Irish, like, internationally renowned fiddler.
Mm.
Is it fiddler or fiddlist? Fiddle player.
Okay, fiddler.
Yeah.
Fiddle player.
Fiddle player. Yeah. I just think, stop calling people fiddlers.
Okay.
You can't be calling people fiddlers. So you've got Courtney Cullen then, who's going to do that at your either reception or in the church. She is supposed to be dynamite. So that's class. Then, of course, you've got Petico, the professional wedding dog sniffer, or sitter.
Definitely not sniffer.
Definitely not sniffer. Even the fiddlers. So you've got the wedding dog sitter, which is amazing if you have a dog and you need them looked after. Because everybody I know, like, we wanted to bring Bert to our wedding, but it was just going to be too much.
Too much.
Too much work, too much, and not comfortable for him. If you can do it, great, but for us, it just didn't work. So a dog sitter is incredibly handy. And then lastly, we've got the O'Neills.
O'Neill's Music, who will do the, again, have entertainment for the ceremony or reception.
Basically, you are like completely sorted here.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, you've got Blush Designs, by the way. The stationery company are going to throw in €250 voucher for invitations. So if you haven't done your invites, or if you need to do thank you cards, they... Oh, fuck. There's a couple of thank you cards I still haven't done for mine.
Really?
That's so bad.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I remember now. Oh, no, no. That's so bad. And I very much told Darren that they were done.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Let's.
Thank God she doesn't listen to the podcast or support me. I'm joking. Okay. So Blush Designs are going to do some stationery for you.
Brand My Beer.
They do like faces and pints. So said I used to do the same.
Yeah.
But no, they do design. So if you're getting stout at a.
I see them in the storehouse. They're really cool.
Yeah. Any stout brand that you have at your wedding, they will put like selfies in them or like a personalized note, like, you know, if it's like Quiva and Steve's Steve's wedding and they have a nickname and, oh, we're gonna use the hashtag Quiva. Okay, well, maybe maybe use a different one.
That's not gonna be the nickname.
I don't think if Quentin and Aoife are getting married they're gonna use the hashtag Quiva. Okay, and they're certainly not gonna put it in pints.
So, my pint.
Who wants a queef in their pint? Again, they need to be able to use this for socials, and they're not going to be able to use that. So Brand My Beer is the name of the company. Brand My Beer have kindly donated their services for the day, which is of a value of £500, so fair play to you. Mark Megan here from the Weekly Roast. Look, we're all heading to Bord Bia Bloom at the end of the month, aren't we? It's the law. And if you're heading there between May 28th and June 1st, make sure you swing by the Mars 360 Wellness Village. Simprove is going to be there with tastings and some actually interesting panels on gut health. What sets them apart is the water-based liquid formula. It essentially bypasses the stomach's digestion, so the good stuff reaches the lower gut intact. There are four flavours, zero nasties, and it's a great one for the family to get on board with. Best part, there's a massive 25% off the 12-week program plus free shot glass bundle at the festival or at simprove.ie. It's a no-brainer, so get on it. Now I think it's time to choose a winner. So nervous because I don't know how to do this call. How will I say it? Will I say, like, because I don't want them to start panicking and then I'll start panicking. I get nervous if people get nervous.
Hit them with like a rogue pub quiz question that they have to get right.
Yeah, will I? Will I?
I just be like, you're wrong.
April 4th, 1912. What was making world headlines? Titanic, bitches.
Yeah.
And it's just sunk like your wedding fund.
Oh.
So. No. I don't think I'll be calling people bitches.
No,
I don't think that's the tone of this episode. Yeah. Okay, so what will I do? But how will I do the call? Like, do I call and say, listen, the good news is that you're through to the final.
Oh, yes.
But just, and then the bad news is you were through to the final, but the bad news is that there wasn't a final. You've actually won.
Love it. Love it.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Oh, my heart's palpitating. Okay, hold on. You've got all the names.
Yes.
So now all of our names are in. Anybody who's followed me for a long time will be aware that I use this website. What's it called? It's randomnamegenerator.com, where you basically copy and paste piles of names. How many entries would you say we had? About 2,000?
Easily.
I'm still getting emails now on the email, which unfortunately can't count because once we got into the studio, that's basically only as far as we could go, 9 a.m. this morning with it. It's disappointing, I guess, that we had 2,000 entries, but only like 300 or 400 donators. But that's just the game. That is the percentages.
The community has done incredibly well.
And by the way, just because lest this slip into sanctimonious bullshit, oh, me, look at me, can doing something nice. This is absolutely nothing to me. I donated 100 quid. That was it. Everybody else has done this. Do you know what I mean? If it wasn't for anybody donating, none of this would have happened. So fair play to you. And if it wasn't for people listening to the podcast over the last month, you know, helping us grow and all the rest, none of these things would be able to happen. So it's nothing to do with us. Please remember that. It's not the equivalent of filming yourself giving a pizza to a homeless person, okay? It's not. Okay. Are we ready? Let me just get the volume up so we can hear
that satisfying clicker.
Right. And we are spinning. Who is going to be the lucky couple for the inaugural Weekly Roast Wedding Fund? Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. On y va. Let's go. Okie doke. There's our winner. There is our winner.
Wow.
You're saying wow like you know her.
I'm disappointed.
Were you expecting to see your own name?
Yeah. Hey, I'm getting married next week.
Oh, what a coincidence. Susan O'Malley.
Wouldn't that be the ultimate?
And the funny thing about this quiz is the father to Ed. Oh, fuck. We have our winner. She better answer the phone. I'm actually nervous.
Are you?
I don't know why I'm nervous.
No, it's so exciting. It's incredible.
Oh, okay. Can we use your phone?
Of course we can.
I want them to feel close to the Weekly Roast. Not close enough that they have my number. Mystery Mix, on the other hand, do not care. Prank it for all you want. Okay. So hold on.
Yes.
Why the fuck am I making this about me and me being nervous? It's got nothing to do with me. I don't know why I'm nervous. Okay.
Let's do it. Deep breath. Enjoy.
Okay. This is the winner of the inaugural Weekly Roast Wedding Fund. Will I ask her when she's getting married first?
Yeah.
100 questions.
Yeah. Speaker.
Hello.
How's it going? Is that Shona?
It is.
Shona, don't panic. It's yeah, but don't panic yet because we're just calling you in advance of our draw, okay?
Okay.
So we're doing a final of like 20 people.
Okay.
And you're in the final.
Oh my god, I'm gonna cry. Stop.
Yeah, you're down to the last 20, but we just need to know a couple of details.
Yeah.
When are you getting married?
The 18th of June.
Of this
2 weeks time tomorrow.
3 weeks of this year?
Yeah.
Oh my fucking god. Okay. Who are you marrying?
Who am I marrying?
Yeah.
Isaac Wheelock.
Isaac what?
Wheelock.
That's an interesting name.
W-H-E. I know.
What part of ancient Judaism is he from?
Isaac.
Unbelievable. Okay, you're getting married 3 weeks. At the moment, right, and we have to get all of our shortlisters to answer this, our fund is at €3,651.
Okay.
And then we also have like an insane list of suppliers. What would you do with the money and what would it mean to you?
Oh my God, this wedding has cost us a fortune. So I would probably use it to pay the band, to be honest, or else go towards our honeymoon because... Yeah, we're hoping we're going to go away in 6 months' time, but we'd like to get away a little bit sooner if we could, so it would probably go towards our honeymoon, I'd say.
Okay, well, the good news is that there is a voucher in the prize fund towards the honeymoon.
Oh, amazing. Okay, right, so that's part of it. Well, then I'd say it would go towards our band because they're costing us a lot of money. So,
yeah.
I'd say our band.
Okay, well, there also is a bit of bad news.
Okay.
There's no shortlist. You're the only winner.
Oh, you're joking.
You're the winner.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Martin, I should have said Craig.
Congratulations.
Oh my God. You have no idea how much that means. Oh, I don't want to fucking cry. Sorry.
I'm going to play some piano music under this.
I don't know whether I'm crying because I'm going to have to take the name Wheelock or be
crying. Yes, Shona!
Let's go, Shona! Shona Wheelock! You are the winner of the Weekly
Let's
Rose
go!
Wedding Fund. 3,007. There's another 50. We'll put it up to 3,700. Another 50 quid from Mystery Mick. I'll take it out of his pay packet. That's all yours. You need to get yourself. You need to get yourself to Dublin so we can take a picture, or we'll meet you halfway, or wherever you're based. We'll figure it out.
Anything. It doesn't matter. Yeah, I'll do that. No problem. I just got my tan done yesterday as well, so I'm going to be glowing.
Let's fucking Let's go. Listen, congratulations. Michael will call you in around 20 minutes to arrange the details, but you sound like a very deserving winner, so congratulations, and we are delighted to have you as our Bride of the Year.
Love it.
Oh my God, you're a legend. Thank you so much. Okay. I never thought I'd say it, but thank God for that Northern Irish.
I thought you were about to say you never thought you'd say it, but thank God for Mark Meegan. And I was like,
of course you as well. You and Michael, I listen to the legend all the time.
Do you?
Love it, and the two of you are gas. I will continue to listen, obviously, and I'm just so happy. I really appreciate it.
Which one of the live shows was your favourite?
Oh my God. Just, I haven't made it to one yet, but if you have some more, I'll definitely buy tickets, 100%.
Ooh, falling to final hurdle here, because we've actually, the tie break, no,
I can't
see. The terms and conditions are April the 4th, 1912. What was, okay, here, listen, we're gone, Shona. And if you zoom in closely on the check, actually, you can see CCTV. Okay, we'll meet you soon. All our love.
Thanks,
go on. Bye.
That was incredible.
Let's fucking go.
Well done, man.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go.
What music we put under that? Me, whenever I got a sniff of her crying, shut up, Megan.
Yeah.
This is gold.
Yeah, yeah.
You're getting them social. This is what me, like Anton Deck, this Dermot, what's his name, whenever he saw the stage in the X Factor and someone starts sobbing. Oh, yes. Yes. Nana's not well. Yes. Do you know what I mean? Horny for the grief.
Oh, God.
Literally. Oh, let's go. Horny for the emotion of it all.
I love it.
Fabulous.
That was amazing.
What a lovely person.
I'm sorry. Fucking what a legend.
Legend.
Like, just, and real fan. Like, no.
Real fan.
Yeah, yeah. Love it.
I am.
That couldn't have worked out better.
Oh, my God. That couldn't have worked out better. I'm so happy.
Fantastic.
Fair play to her. Well done. Magic, and magic to every look. If you want to donate still to Shona, and 3 weeks
on, that's incredible. And as someone who is getting married a week out, having money now is so incredible.
Yeah, because the last minute this stuff starts coming out.
That's amazing.
Surely I'd be getting a lot to the wedding. Mark, why? You don't like, you famously hate weddings. You've dined out on 6 week. No, Mark, just
hello, goodbye.
Yeah, literally. Okay. That's it. That's, if you want to donate a few more shekels to Kelly, or sorry, to
Shona.
To Shona. Get it right. Reed's hand. I'm dumbing it on to the next thing. But if you want to donate a few bob to Shona's wedding fund, we're going to leave it there. I am so thrilled that it's gone to a deserving winner. Well done, Shona, and well done, everybody. Thank you to all the vendors who have gotten in touch. Thank you to all the people who have donated. Guys, this is the best podcast community in Ireland. No question, by the way. No fucking question. You are all just, yeah, kindness always wins. So well done. Thank you very much. And we'll speak to you next week when we're talking about, I don't know, your dad's balls or something highbrow like that. Mind yourselves. Take care. And yeah, let's go. Mark Megan here from the Weekly Roast. Look, we're all heading to Bord Be a Bloom at the end of the month, aren't we? It's the law. And if you're heading there between May 28th and June 1st, make sure you swing by the Mars 360 Wellness Village. Simprove is going to be there with tastings and some actually interesting panels on gut health. What sets them apart is the water-based liquid formula. It essentially bypasses the stomach's digestion, so the good stuff reaches the lower gut intact. There are four flavours, zero nasties, and it's a great one for the family to get on board with. Best part, there's a massive 25% off the 12-week program plus free shot glass bundle at the festival or at simprove.ie. It's a no-brainer, so get on it.